Daily Rest, Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. The devotion theme this week is Parables of Holy Week. Then last of all, the landowner sent his son to the vine dressers, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance." So they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers? Matthew 21, verses 37 through 40. The parable of the vine dressers. Who's in charge? The parable of the vine dressers is a study in taking over. A landowner prepared a vineyard. He made a business agreement with vine dressers to care for the vineyard while he was gone. Perhaps their pay was a part of the harvest. In time, they became convinced that the entire harvest was theirs. "We do all the work." At harvest time, the landowner sent servants to receive his profits due. The vine dressers mistreated the servants, even killing some. This happened twice. Such patience with such offenders. Finally, he sent his son. When they saw the son, they assumed the old man was dead. They killed the heir, thinking they would seize the entire operation. They thought they were in charge. Imagine the wrath to come. Prompted by Satan and the sinful flesh, sinners operate just that way. They desire to be in charge, maybe not of a big corporation, but of their own life before God. Do you at times want to be in charge of your life, to take over, to call the shots, and to be answerable to no one but yourself? Do you mistreat those whom God has placed around you? Do you feel no need for his son? Satan tempts you to think that way. "I am in charge." Beware of God's wrath. Yet God's patience toward such arrogance is amazing. He purposefully sent his son to die for such shameful conduct. Go to him saying, "I have overstepped my bounds with each sin. I'm not in charge. Forgive me in Jesus." Hear the wonderful words of comfort. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Isaiah 1:18. Every sin despises God's Son, but each sin is forgiven through that same Son. It is good that He's in charge. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.